It's been a rough couple years for Mount Edgecombe High School. The state-run boarding school had to fight off a proposed closure due to budget cuts and a controversial takeover by the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. But at graduation, you would have never known the school had gone through any hard times. Clad in cardinal and gold robes, the outgoing seniors stood strongly in front of their families and teachers, ready to take on the world.
Some of us want to be lawyers, some of us want to be dentists, but what I know at the end of the day is that everybody wants to make a positive impact and create a change, a noticeable change.
That's valedictorian Haley Stump of Craig. She said she looked to AOL for some advice on her speech and found a list of 10 things the website said to never say.
And one of them is, we are the future leaders. And I thought, why not use that? And I read the description and it said, well, it's overused, it's cliche, it's probably not true because most of you won't be leaders. But you know what I say to AOL? They haven't met my class.
Student representative speakers Devin Deaton and Rachel Teeter, both of Fairbanks, reminisced about all their years at Edgecombe. The political controversy didn't even make their list.
I guess this year was the best year.
Hosting 3A basketball regionals again.
And when Snapchat gave us those amazing filters.
And when Adele came out with the best song ever. Hello.
Yeah, I think the only downside of this year is adulthood.
Adulthood may be scary, but retiring Superintendent Hutton says he has faith the students will get through it.
And because of who you are and what you stand for, because of what you learned in your time here at Mount Edgecombe, I absolutely know that our world will be a better place as you move through.
Hutton also looked to his own students' admissions applications to pluck out some gems, a sort of verbal time capsule. The majority of Edgecombe students are Alaska Native and come from more than 100 communities, some from small villages.
Another general category of reasons that students come to Mount Edgecombe are simply because they want to escape influences at home. One student said, the reason I want to go to Mount Edgecombe is because I wish to live a drug-free life. Living in a small, enclosed village is hard if you want to live drug-free.
Perhaps most poignant, though, are the essays parents have to write for their children to get into high school. Hutton says he always had a hard time reconciling the fact that the boarding school took students away from their traditional ways of life. But Hutton says one essay made him think differently about it.
We started to raise our grandson in a bicultural environment. Subsistence instills patience, respect for the resources, the land, and the sea. The boarding home era is very much a great process of instilling some principles and values like subsistence. So to me, it's a connection, a tie, a dependency about what happens at home and what we all stand for at Mount Edgecombe.
Hutton is retiring in June for the second time after having come out of his retirement to serve as school superintendent again. Janelle Vanoss of Bethel will take his spot. He ended his speech and tenure at the school with a chant.
Go Braves! Go Braves! Go Braves! Go Braves!
And nothing is stronger than that. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.